The planning for a service such as this quite often begins with choosing the scripture lesson. And so before they are read for you, Kate and I will give sort of the context for both the Old Testament and the New Testament reading. And it really continues Elizabeth's theme of appreciating and giving thanks for all of creation. When I was growing up in Worcester, Mass, in our backyard, there was a magnolia tree, beautiful star magnolia tree. And they are now finally beginning to be out here in Glastonbury. And I don't know why, but I think the magnolia tree has something to teach us, stubborn human beings. And that is, a magnolia tree can come out. It may just be out for a day or two, depending if you've got a strong rain or storm, that magnolia tree can be gone in a matter of a day. It is so easy to take our creation for granted. We just assume that it will always be here for us. No matter what we think about all the studies, our creation is always in danger if we don't take care of it, if we don't appreciate it every single day. And it's interesting, the psalmist knew that thousands of years ago. So it's not a new lesson, but it's a lesson that we need to continually learn, as we will hear the psalmist was saying thousands of years ago, how we should praise all of creation, and all of creation should praise God for this amazing gift that we have been gifted. And we take it for granted at our peril, because it is such a precious creation that we have.
Our faith teaches us to praise God and to give thanks for all of creation, for the littlest of the worms and the bright blue sky and everything in between. But God also calls us to live lives of faith. And you'll hear in the second scripture passage, it's from the book of Ephesians, and it's to the early church, because they weren't quite getting what it was all about to live a life of faith. And so this is just a simple and a gentle reminder that we are called to be one in spirit, to love, to be gentle, to be humble. Yeah, all these things we hear on a regular basis, but things that we need to be reminded of. To give thanks always to God, and to live out our faith in every single thing that we do and we say. May these words of scripture inspire us all.
Our first scripture reading is from the book of Psalms. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you shining stars, praise him you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Praise him, the Lord, from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy and fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together.
Our second scripture passage is from the book of Ephesians. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Therefore, the prisoner and Lord beg you to lead a life worthy of calling, to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and bond of peace. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
David, Elizabeth, and I have the privilege of leading and creating worship. It's a privilege, and as David and I often talk about it, brings you to your knees each and every week. Because here we are trying to learn about our faith and be faithful people of God, all of us, each and every one. So imagine when we tell a bunch of ninth graders that they will be leading worship, and then we ask a few to preach, to share their insight and their wisdom. We give thanks for each of the confirmands and sharing their gifts with us today. And we give thanks for Christian and Carson and the words they are to share with us. May we each listen carefully and be inspired.
Hi, my name is Carson, and I'm in the confirmation class of 2018. Now, a little known fact about me, I love theater. And so many people I come across are always like, "Oh, so you must be good at public speaking. I mean, you'll have to be the judge of that." See, what they're doing is mixing theater and public speaking together into one thing. Theater is totally different. It's developing a character. It's memorizing lines, it's costumes and makeup and late nights and sore legs and a burning throat. All of those little bits and pieces go into putting on a show, and they connect with each other one by one. You start with the skeleton by memorizing lines and blocking. Then you add the music and the choreography. Soon you connect the music, lines, blocking, and choreography into one big mess. After that, the lights and sound effects and props and set come into play. Now you have a show. I know you're thinking, what does theater have to do with church? Well, recall everything I just said, but instead think of God creating the world. Think of God creating the sky, think of him creating cars and fountains and wind and you. All of those tiny fragments of the earth fit together into one big show. And yes, sometimes someone misses their cue. A set piece isn't coming on. A line is forgotten. But you have to move on with it till it goes the way you want it to. God has to move with it till it goes the way he wants it to. And the people you love, the people you despise, the people you don't even know, he makes those people. He makes you have some sort of relationship with those people. He makes communities, the town of Glastonbury, millions of neighborhoods, and churches like ours. So if you ever have some free time, go and look at what he's created. And if you have a question, I can guarantee he has an answer for you. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Christian Guerra. Psalm 148, as you just heard Colby say up here, is a great reminder of how God made us all and calls us all to praise him. The psalm personifies those heavens, waters, and even sea monsters, from fire and hail, snow and frost, to creeping things and flying birds. It's a song sung out to all of us to cherish our planet and everything in it, a reminder that we all together are rulers of the earth and to praise the Lord. And on this Earth Day 2018, I ask myself, what have I done lately to be thankful and show that I cherish my planet? Well, I've been rowing in the Connecticut River for the past few weeks, and I assure you, my teammates and I, not praising anybody or anything as the snow came down on us at 7 o'clock in the morning. Our hands and feet numb. When practice was done, we hustled boats and oars back onto the rack and jumped into warm cars without once pausing to wonder at the silence of the river mysteriously flowing by endlessly. Water always makes me think about that, that we have things on this planet that are without end, or at least we hope they're without end. In a favorite book of mine, The Snow Leopard by Peter Mathiasen, the author and acquaintance, and some rowdy Sherpas journey deep into the Himalayan mountains in search of a rare sheep and the even rarer snow leopard. It's nonfiction, but in all honesty, it reads like some sort of epic novel. And like most epic novels, their journey becomes much more than a physical search and a climb to great heights. Comes a reach towards something much higher than that. The story is a journey of discovery and reflection and gives the reader a window into the incredible peace of our planet that the Himalayas are. As the author shares a spiritual climb, the group encounters many challenges, both human and natural, but they persist, and Mathiasen persists with sharing the beauty of the sky and earth alike despite danger, depression, and heartache. As Mathiasen and his companions experience blazing sunlight and blinding whiteness in their surroundings, he reflects at one point on a Zen proverb. No snowflake ever falls in the wrong place. No snowflake ever falls in the wrong place. For me, this statement captures what Psalm 148 is singing out to us about. It's all here for us. It's perfect, and we need to embrace it and care for it. No matter how cold the spring is, how hot the summer's gonna be, I hope we don't all go through life numb to our planet and all its inhabitants, great and small. I hope that we always try to reach for the spiritual height of a moment instead of dwelling in our earthly discomforts. The rewards are great for us if we can do that. Thank you.